The city that calls itself the barbecue capital of the world, Lexington, North Carolina, got a little surprise when a construction crew uncovered a physical reminder of just how ingrained barbecue is in the city and state. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia went to Lexington to hear more about this particular find and what it says about the city's past and present relationship with the food they're best known for.
This story about barbecue actually starts in a city hall annex building. It was in need of an overhaul. Construction started, they checked the wiring and pulled back walls. And that's when city manager Alan Carson found something unexpected.
I walked in one Saturday looking at the renovation. I came in one Saturday and I was like, holy mackerel, look what we have here. So I called a friend of mine, a fellow by the name of Cecil Conrad. I said, I think I know what I'm looking at, but I'm really not sure. So he came up and he said, Alan, those are barbecue pits. And I was like, okay, so that kind of kicked everything off.
These pits once belonged to a local barbecue legend, Alton Beck. From 1949 to 1979, this building was home to Beck's Barbecue. The pits look like a long brick hallway. You can see where the wood would have been placed and burned below, and where the pork shoulders would have been stacked above.
Yeah, we could have taken this down in a hurry and really been sad about it.
Back in the 40s and 50s, Beck's Barbecue was one of the places to be. The smell of cooking pork hung in the air from open to close. Charles Steamy remembers it well growing up in Lexington.
I remember it in its heyday, and it, you know, it's nostalgia for that. It's been a long time.
Steamy is part of another Lexington barbecue dynasty. He ran the restaurant his father started, called Steamy's. His son runs the business today in Greensboro. Standing outside the former restaurant turned municipal building, he says barbecue and local government have always had a connection on this particular street. We're currently on West Center Street. He points to the street next to us, Greensboro. Part of that road is known as Barbecue Alley. By the 1920s, barbecue pitmasters cooked beneath tents and sold barbecue sandwiches to people who came to do business at the courthouse across the street. The area around the courthouse was unofficially known as Lawyer's Row because, well, that's where all the lawyers were. This location was key. It made barbecue a destination. It became Lexington's signature food.
The court day was sort of like a festival, and they used to joke, you know, that the judge would smell the barbecue smoke, you know, was wafting up, and he would recess for lunch, you know, so everybody would come down and eat at the barbecue.
It was also an easy way to start a business, especially during the Great Depression, Steamy says.
You could do a pretty nice business without, you know, a lot of trouble getting into business.
He describes the barbecue business back then as a humble one. With no refrigeration, they were motivated to sell as much as they could in a day.
So really, it was just something that they figured out that, you know, they could do to make a living. The real question is, I guess, is why didn't it happen everywhere?
Steamy says to those families that made up Lexington's barbecue infrastructure, it was this hard work that made them value the food. Because as cheesy as it sounds, barbecue gave back to the people of Lexington, financially. And now, these years later, it's the city's main attraction. Lexington, with a population of about 20,000, swells to around 200,000 during its annual barbecue festival, according to the city's website. After the discovery of the barbecue pits, it wasn't a question of if they were going to keep them. It was, let's find a way to have our office space and barbecue history, too. Again, City Manager Alan Carson.
It was one that, you know, we knew right away we were going to have to work to restore and keep. So we weren't going to have just a wall. We were going to have to do something with the pits in order to, you know, keep that heritage and that history in place. That's our responsibility.
So the city is working with architects to preserve the pits and that history and move forward with redesigning the office space. That's good news for barbecue historian John Shelton Reed. He and his wife, Dale, are the authors of Holy Smoke, the big book of North Carolina barbecue. Today, he sees more of a push for uniformity across the state, kind of like an international house of pancakes, but for barbecue.
It was an intensely local thing. I mean, you drive 100 miles, barbecue changes, you know, cooking different cuts of pork, or you're not cooking pork at all, you're using a different sauce. You know, you can tell where you are by what the barbecue looks and tastes like. But increasingly, we're going back to uniformity, this time presumably with thick red sweet sauces that lie on the surface like icing.
To Reed, barbecue isn't just about the food. It's about the businesses generated from the food, the sense of community it provided for those who cooked it and those who ate. It's about the pit masters who were up before the sun each day cooking over sweltering pits, places like a restaurant simply called Lexington Barbecue. Ricky Monk's father opened Lexington Barbecue in 1962. Ricky's been working here for over 40 years, and his son works at the restaurant too. So do two of his sisters, a brother-in-law, some cousins, nieces, nephews. His mom does bookkeeping. His dad, Wayne, is still involved.
We have three kitchens. This is our kitchen where everything goes through here.
Ricky wastes no time whisking me back through a crowded kitchen to the main thing I came to see, the pits, functioning ones, that cook meat as we speak. The kitchen is hot, and there's no AC. Ricky says the pit stayed at about 275 degrees. Turkey legs and pork shoulders are cooking, and the smell of meat, hickory smoke, along with the sweet, tangy vinegar sauce fill the air. When he opens the door to one of the pits, that smell hits you like a brick wall.
These have been cooking since roughly about 6 o'clock this morning. Don't let that door come back on. On this here, there's, what, 33 or 34 shoulders, 36 shoulders on there.
Using the pits, Ricky says, isn't always easy. There's a hot spot in the fire you have to find every day. It's sweaty, hot work. But he says it's the right way, the Lexington-style way to cook, which is why he's grateful the city is saving the pits in the municipal building.
It's just good for our heritage. I hope we can work something out so people, the public, can see what we're doing with it, that we can showcase it off here and there. My dad's working on some, I reckon you're going to call them memoirs. What he knows.
When Ricky Monk talks about barbecue, he inevitably ends up talking about family. For him, the discovery of the pits in Beck's Barbecue and the city's plan to showcase them is like a memorial to the local families that built their lives on barbecue. As far as Ricky is concerned, it's the foundation Lexington is built on, and it's not going away anytime soon. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Lexington.